Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Bromfin.
In today's video, I'm going to share with you the four strategies, the four choices you have to be the best restaurant in your area, the best restaurant in your category. Four strategies, there's only four, you get to pick one. I'm gonna share those with you right now. Hey everybody, Ryan Bromfin, author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, founder of therestaurantboss.com, restaurantprofitandperformance.com, as well as clickbacon.com. And in last week's video, remember this is a three-part training series to be the best restaurant. In last week's video, I shared with you this expectation economy that we live in, this idea of how a good restaurant gets poor results, and how if you wanna get amazing results, like blow it out of the water for your family, for your freedom, for your finances, you have to be the best. You can't just be excellent, you have to be the best. So if you haven't watched that video, there'll be a button below here where you can go back, watch that video, and then come back over here, where right now I'm gonna share with you the four strategies to be the best. You have four choices, right? Only four choices to be the best. So let me just quickly run down what they are for you. They should show up either here or here. I'm not sure which side the editor decides to put it on. But the idea is that the first way to do it is with location. The second way to do it is with distinction. The third way to do it is to become a marketing machine. And the fourth way to do it is through efficiency. Let's go through these one at a time and let me explain them to you. So the first one, right? Location. Well, it sounds pretty obvious, right? But a lot of us get a little cheap when we're finding locations. I get questions all the time of, you know, I really want this location, but I can't afford it. And what I tell new restaurant owners is you can't afford not to have that location. As a new restaurant, you're going to spend the money either on marketing or you're going to spend the money on the location. Me personally, I'd rather have a great location with great foot traffic. So we've all eaten at that restaurant that has the amazing view, or they're right across the street from the busiest movie theater in town, or they have this huge parking lot, or there's something about it where people just are coming to that restaurant for no reason at all. And then we know that their food's a little overpriced and it's not that good and their service isn't that good, but the place is packed all the time. So I don't need to go into much more detail on this, but one way to be the best restaurant, or what I would consider to get you the best results, is through location. And again, I know that sounds obvious, but some of us are in a process where we can choose our location right now. Choose the best location possible. Don't worry so much about the price. Choose the best location possible. It will help you dramatically in your restaurant. Others of us that already have restaurants, this is gonna be hard to do, right? We can't necessarily just pick up our restaurant and move it. So we're gonna have to look at a different strategy for becoming the best. So the second strategy that I talked about is distinction. This is very difficult for people to implement into their restaurant, but in theory, it totally makes sense. And I wish more restaurant owners would work on this, but if you're serving the same burger on the same bun with the same fries as everybody else is serving, how are you gonna charge more for it? How are you gonna charge what's fair for it? You've commoditized yourself. So if you're struggling right now, if you're a pizza shop and you've got sub sandwiches and calzones and pizzas and salads and entrees and pastas, and you know, if you're one of those kind of East Coast pizza shops and you've got this huge menu and business is slowing down a little bit, start figuring out what you're the best at and double down on that. Get rid of all the other stuff. Figure out what you're the best at. Is it your pizza? Is it your salads? Is it your pasta? And double down on that. Get rid of all that other stuff. But then within that category, come up with something that nobody else can do. Either a flavor combination or a technique or a way that people order. Something that creates distinction. Something that makes you different than everybody else. So the only place people can get what they crave is at your establishment. So that's the second strategy you can deploy to become the best, to get you those amazing results. The third strategy that I mentioned is this idea of becoming a marketing machine. Some restaurants are just average, let's be honest. Average locations, average food, average service, but they're always packed. Well, chances are that's because they're this marketing machine. And what I mean by that is that you get a MBA, a master's degree in marketing. And you don't necessarily have to go out. Actually, don't go to a university and get a degree in marketing because it's not going to help you at all. But if you want to deploy that strategy, I went back, I talked about the pizza owner. I have a client who's a pizza owner that does all that stuff, pastas and salads and all this stuff. And his food is great. So is his competition. Why is he four times busier than his neighbor? He's a marketing machine. He has mastered marketing. He spends 6 hours of his 6 hour workday doing marketing. He's got all his systems in place, all his operations. He's got managers that do everything at the restaurant. So all he does all day long is market. He's using every strategy possible for marketing. He's out there in the community. He's doing partnerships. He's doing charity events. He's doing catering. He's doing everything. He's doing Facebook. He's doing Twitter. He's doing all of this stuff. He is a marketing machine. And that's why his restaurant is busier than all the other restaurants in his area. Is his food just as good? Yes. Is it a little better? Maybe. Some people will say yes. Some people will say no. But he's doing four times the sales of his competitors because he is a marketing machine. And then this last strategy for becoming the best restaurant is this idea of efficiency. And I use In-N-Out as this example. If you're not familiar with In-N-Out, please look it up online, learn about it. They're a California-based hamburger company. But here's the crazy thing. In-N-Out no one can compete with In-N-Out because of their efficiency. It's not that their hamburger's that much better than anyone else. It's not that their French fries are that much better than else. It's that nobody can compete with them because of their efficiency. They're able to have the biggest, cleanest, nicest restaurants in the best locations and put out a really good quality hamburger with really good French fries and really nice service at a price that no one else can do. Other people have tried to knock them off, and they can knock them off in every way, except eventually they cannot knock them off when it comes to price. So their competitors have to go out of business or charge more money, but then they don't get as busy. So the way that In-N-Out has done this is they have custom designed everything. Their menu is so small and so simple that they are the most efficient out there. All of their systems are perfect, all the way from purchasing to getting the product to the customer, to their marketing, to everything. So when someone new comes in the market and says, I'm gonna compete with In-N-Out, we're gonna take them down, we have a better hamburger. Well, it may be a better hamburger, but they're gonna have to charge more for it. And eventually people are gonna go back to In-N-Out because they love the burgers at In-N-Out. And they're priced at a point where In-N-Out is able to be profitable serving this burger, where this place serving the exact same burger or even a better burger at the same price as In-N-Out is not making any money. So In-N-Out has made it impossible for people to get into that market because of their efficiencies. So remember, four ways to be the best: location, distinction, become a marketing machine, or work on your efficiencies and basically block everybody else out of the market. I hope you enjoyed this week's video. I know it was a little bit long. I look forward to bringing you part three. Oops, sorry, I'm so used to doing fours. Part three of how to become the best restaurant next week. Have a wonderful day.
Hey, did you notice something in today's episode? Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help, and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gronfen. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.